Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will provide some tips for our pets and visit all the upcoming events from K-State Research and Extension, like the McPherson County Farmers Market each Saturday. But first, did you know that 4-H'ers are 2.3 times more likely to be physically active and are nearly 2 times more likely to plan to go to college? And are 3.4 times more likely to contribute to their communities when compared to youth that do not participate in 4-H. With that in mind, I would like to remind everyone of the 2 McPherson County Fairs coming to Canton and McPherson in July. The McPherson County Fair in Canton starts July 18th and is filled with shows and exhibits throughout the week, along with a Friday and Saturday night rodeo, Saturday parade, and a Sunday demolition derby. The McPherson County 4-H Fair starts July 26th here in McPherson, so make plans to come over to the 4-H Fairgrounds starting on Friday, July 26th, that continues over the weekend with shows and exhibits and ends Monday night, the 29th, with the livestock premium sale. Come see what all our county 4-H'ers do and take in one or both of our fairs. Signing up to be in 4-H starts this fall. As temperature rises, everyone and their pets flock outside to spend time in the nice weather. But warmer weather can be rough on your pets if you're not prepared. Hot weather-related conditions like heat stroke and dehydration are more common as temperatures rise. So it's important to pay attention to the signs and use your judgment if it's safe for your pet to be outdoors. Here are a few outdoor weather tips for your pets. Keep them cool. When the weather is hot, make sure your pets have plenty of options to stay cool. Cats and dogs only sweat through their paws, so it's easy for them to overheat. Their primary method of cooling off is through their respiratory tract, by panting, especially in dogs. Puppies and kittens have even a harder time to self-regulate their temperature. Short-nosed, overweight, and senior pets are some of the groups that have a higher risk of overheating and getting heat stroke. If you spend time outside, set up a resting place in a shaded area. Encourage your pets to take breaks when they're playing. Encourage them to rest in a raised bed that allows for air circulation underneath them, or allow them to rest comfortably inside while you enjoy the sun. You can also create a frozen treat with an ice cube mold. It can be as easy as freezing water or broth with yummy treats hidden inside. This also aids in keeping your pet hydrated. Just like humans, cats and dogs can become hydrated quickly in hot weather, and even a short amount of time outdoors can cause mild dehydration. Make sure you provide plenty of fresh water around the house and bring water in a bowl if you head outside. You can also boost hydration by feeding them canned food or adding water to dry kibble at each meal. Watch out for signs if your pet is dehydrated. Less energy, less appetite, panting, and dry nose or gums. Protect their paws. Walking on hot pavement can cause your pet's paw pads to burn. If it hurts to touch the pavement with the back of your hand, it's too hot for your pet's paws. Try exercising your pet in the early morning or after the sun goes down to minimize this risk. Spending time outside exposes your dog or cat to more pests that could cause harm. Fleas and ticks thrive during the warm temperatures, as do mosquitoes. Make sure your pet is on a good, broad-spectrum parasite preventative medicine. This includes indoor pets, too. Let's all think about our pets in this hot weather. In our extension news, the Mound Ridge Farmers Market is open Saturdays 8 till 11 and again on Tuesdays from 5 till 7 at the museum at 406 West Cole in Mound Ridge. Come rain or shine, vendors have something for everyone at the Mound Ridge Farmers Market. The Farmers Market will post on the What's Happening in Mound Ridge website on what produce and items will be expected at the market the day before. For our McPherson County shoppers here in McPherson, the McPherson County Farmers Market is open each and every Saturday. Plus, check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all their details. The market runs every Saturday morning from 8 till noon, right here at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds, 710 West Woodside here in McPherson. Come check out all the new vendors at this year's market that will have local produce, baked goods, honey, pecans, handmade blankets, and so much more. We hope to see you all this Saturday at the McPherson County Farmers Market. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.